Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that breaks down the latest in scientific research. I'm Jamie, and I'm joined by my co-host, Alex. This podcast is produced by Stork, a research productivity software that helps scientists stay on top of the latest developments in their field.
That's right, Jamie. And today we're diving into some fascinating research about aging, microbiomes, and a newly identified factor that drives pre-leukemic cell expansion. This study really connects some dots between our gut bacteria and blood disorders that become more common as we age.
This paper was just published in Nature, and it's titled Microbial Metabolite Drives Aging-Related Clonal Hematopoiesis via ALPK1. It's from researchers at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center, Oxford University, and several other institutions.
And before we dive in, let's give our listeners a bit of background. So we're talking about something called clonal hematopoiesis of indeterminate potential, or CHIP for short. It's basically when certain mutated blood stem cells start to expand in our bone marrow as we age.
Right, and while CHIP itself isn't cancer, it does increase the risk of developing blood cancers like leukemia and other conditions like cardiovascular disease. The strongest predictor of whether CHIP will progress to something more serious is how many of these mutant cells accumulate over time.
Exactly. And what's really interesting about this study is that it identifies a specific bacterial molecule that appears to drive this expansion of pre-leukemic cells. The researchers found that this molecule, called ADP heptose, is produced by gram-negative bacteria in our gut and somehow ends up in our bloodstream as we age.
I find this connection between gut bacteria and blood disorders fascinating. The researchers showed that as we age, our intestinal barrier becomes more permeable, what some people call a leaky gut, and this allows bacterial products like ADP heptose to escape into our bloodstream.
And Jamie, what's wild is that they found this ADP heptose in the blood of older adults and patients with myelodysplastic syndrome, or MDS, which is a pre-leukemic condition. But young, healthy people didn't have detectable levels of this bacterial molecule in their blood.
So the big question is, how does this bacterial molecule actually drive the expansion of these pre-leukemic cells? Well, it turns out there's a receptor called ALPK1 that recognizes ADP heptose. And the mutated blood stem cells, particularly those with mutations in genes like DNMT3A, have more of this receptor than normal cells.
That's such a crucial point.
These mutated stem cells are basically primed to respond to this bacterial signal. When ADP heptose binds to ALPK1, it triggers something called tivosome formation, and activates NF-kappa-B signaling, which gives these pre-leukemic cells a growth advantage over normal cells.
And the researchers confirmed this through some really elegant experiments. They showed that when they gave ADP heptose to mice with these DNMT3A mutations, the mutated stem cells expanded significantly. But when they knocked out the ALPK1 receptor, the ADP heptose had no effect.
They also did some fascinating work with human samples. When they transplanted bone marrow cells from MDS patients into mice and then treated them with ADP heptose, the human MDS cells expanded, but healthy bone marrow cells didn't respond the same way.
What I find particularly interesting is how this connects aging, inflammation, and cancer risk. It's like a perfect storm. As we age, our gut barrier weakens, allowing this bacterial molecule to leak into our bloodstream. And at the same time, we accumulate these mutations that make our blood stem cells more responsive to this signal.
Absolutely. And it's not just about leukemia risk. The researchers found that ADP heptose levels were also associated with increased inflammation and cardiovascular risk in people with CHIP. So this bacterial metabolite might be driving multiple aging-related diseases through the same pathway.
You know, this reminds me of other research showing connections between the microbiome and various diseases. But what makes this study stand out is that they identified a specific bacterial molecule and the exact mechanism by which it promotes disease.
Exactly. And that's what makes this finding potentially therapeutic. The researchers suggest that targeting the ADP heptose ALPK1 axis could be a promising approach to prevent CHIP from progressing to leukemia or causing other conditions like cardiovascular disease.
I'm curious about what this means for preventative medicine. Do you think we might someday use antibiotics or probiotics to reduce the levels of gram-negative bacteria that produce ADP heptose? Or maybe develop drugs that block ALPK1 or the downstream signaling pathways?
Those are great questions, Jamie. The study actually showed that when they treated mice with antibiotics that target gram-negative bacteria, it prevented the expansion of these pre-leukemic cells. So there's definitely potential there. And they also found that inhibiting an enzyme called UBE2N, which is involved in the signaling pathway, blocked the effects of ADP heptose.
It's fascinating how interconnected our bodies are. Who would have thought that bacteria in our gut could influence whether blood stem cell mutations lead to leukemia? This really highlights the importance of maintaining gut health as we age.
Absolutely. And it also shows how aging itself creates vulnerabilities through multiple mechanisms. The accumulation of mutations, the breakdown of barrier tissues like the gut lining, and changes in our microbiome. It's a complex interplay.
So to summarize this groundbreaking research, as we age, our intestinal barrier becomes more permeable, allowing a bacterial molecule called ADP heptose to enter our bloodstream. This molecule then binds to the ALPK1 receptor on pre-leukemic cells with mutations in genes like DNMT3A, giving them a competitive advantage and promoting their expansion.
And this expansion of pre-leukemic cells increases the risk of developing leukemia and other conditions like cardiovascular disease. The discovery of this mechanism opens up new potential therapeutic targets to prevent these age-related diseases.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Stork Science World. If you're interested in reading the full paper, we'll include a link in our show notes. And remember, this podcast is produced by Stork, helping researchers stay productive and informed about the latest scientific breakthroughs.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and join us next time when we'll be discussing another fascinating scientific discovery. Until then, stay curious.